In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Dear faithful,
dear children, first communicant, once upon a time, in a place not different, not very different from our own, there was a beautiful church, a little bit like this one. Its doors were tall and wooden. Its candles flickered softly. And every Sunday, when the bells rang, the whole world seemed to pause. In that place lived a group of children, and they attended Mass in that church every Sunday, very much like you, their first communicant, who were preparing for a great and holy day, the day of First Communion. These children had learned very well their prayers. They had also made the day before a good confession and listened closely to the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ. But there was one mystery they were still learning to understand. A mystery hidden in plain sight. At the center of that beautiful church stood an altar. It looked gorgeous, just marble and gold. But the wise people of that church would whisper, "This is where heaven comes down to earth." The children wondered, how could that be? One day, an old priest, maybe with a French accent, gentle and full of kindness, with gray hair, gathered them close. He did not start with a long explanation. Instead, he told them a story. Long ago, he said, on the night before he gave his life for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread into his hands. He looked up to heaven, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body." And then he took the chalice and said, "This is my blood." He didn't say, "This is a symbol." He did not say, "This is a reminder." He said, "This is." The children grew very quiet. The priest continued, and from that moment on, whenever the Holy Mass is offered, he said, even in our church here, those same words are spoken again. The priest faces the altar, speaking softly, almost in a whisper, because something so great is happening that words can hardly contain it. And at that moment, said the priest, heaven opens. The children looked at the altar with new eyes. "The angels come," the priest said. They kneel in adoration, and our Lord Jesus Christ himself becomes truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, hidden under the appearance of bread and wine. One child asked a question. "But why does he hide? Why does he hide?" The priest smiled and said, "Because love is humble. And because the Lord wants you to come to Him freely, not because you must, but because you love Him. And today, said the priest, looking at them one by one, He is waiting for you. Dear children, first communicant, today is your day in that story. You will walk up to the communion rail, not as spectators, but as those invited to the greatest banquet ever given. You will kneel at the communion rail. You will open your mouth as you open your heart. And for the very first time, you will receive not just bread, but Jesus Himself. The same Jesus who walked in Galilee. The same Jesus who died on the cross. The same Jesus who rose in glory. He comes to you quietly, humbly, hidden, just as He has done for centuries in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And so, remember this, when you approach the altar and kneel at the communion rail, you are like those children in the story who finally understand the hidden secret. The altar is not just a table. The altar is Calvary. It is a place where heaven touches earth. And Holy Communion is not just something you receive. It is someone. It is Jesus that you entertain as the guest of your soul. So, speak to Him. Tell Him you love Him. Thank Him for coming to you. Ask Him to stay with you always, all the time. Because this is not the end of the story. It is the beginning. It is the beginning of a friendship that will last forever. And, dear faithful, you are the parents, family members, friends of these first communicants. Let us learn again together from these children. Let us learn again to approach the altar, to kneel at the communion rail with awe, with silence, a silence of adoration, and with love. For hidden beneath the sacred host is the King of Kings, waiting for each soul. And so, like in every good story, the most important part is not what we say next, but what we do when we meet with Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.